You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
Chuck, we burnt this chicken on the bottom of the new frying pan the other day, and it burnt really, really, really bad. I couldn't get it off. So the whole thing went in. And I was like, Brandon, this is a piece of shit, and the whole frying pan got chucked in the bin.
Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thanks.
From your hiatus.
Yep, just a quickie.
Yeah, just a quick little weekend off.
Yep, yep. Took some annual leave.
Yeah. A little bit late notice, but...
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. We're here now.
Yeah, it's all good. Look, I'm just going to dive straight in.
Yep.
How have you been? Can you please update me or us with... what's been going on in your world? Actually, probably the reason why you weren't on last week.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Are we talking about the couch?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as we all know, I love my maximalist house. I've got my huge couch that does not fit in the room. And on the weekend, I sent you a text message and I said, help me. And I had decided, I'm fucking sick of this couch. I'm going to rearrange a lounge room. I'm going to see if it fits any other way. Newsflash, it does not fit any other way in the house. Oh my God. I couldn't even put it to the side. I can't put it anywhere because I live in a tiny little doll's house. And my couch is like for a fucking mansion. Anyway, I said to Brandon, nah, we got to get rid of it. Mm. We have to get rid of it.
I've been telling you that from day one since you moved in.
You have. Yeah. You have. But you know how much I love my couch so much.
Yeah.
So anyway, flash to Saturday. We went to Lounge Lovers and picked out... we actually went there for a different couch.
Mm.
And for some reason, there was this like younger couple sitting on this couch in the front. And we're like, oh, I don't know whether subliminally we're like, that's a better couch. Because like a young couple sitting on it and they bought that one as well. So we ended up buying it.
Yeah.
Put our couch up on Facebook Marketplace, sold it.
Yeah.
Right? And then the girl was like, I'll come pick it up on Tuesday. And for the rest of the weekend, we're sitting on the couch and I'm like, is this the right decision? Like, is this the right decision? Because this couch is so comfy. I love this couch so much. I feel like we're making the wrong decision. And Brand's like, can you fucking make your fucking mind up? Tell me what you want to do. And I'm like, no, we have to get rid of it. We have to get rid of it. Old couch got taken away on Tuesday. New couch got delivered on Wednesday. and I haven't spoken to anyone about the new couch yet. I had a performance review with someone in my team yesterday and they go, oh, how's the new couch? And then the other person goes, oh, yeah, you haven't actually said anything about the new couch. And I was like, I don't want to talk about the new couch. We fucking hate the new couch. It's a granny couch. It's white. It's hard as a rock.
I love the confidence that you get a white couch. You've also got like
big fat golden retriever.
Largest golden retriever I've
ever
seen.
And I'm a grot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You scotch guarded it though, didn't you?
I did.
Which means definitely no returns.
Definitely no returns. We already looked up the returns policy and because we've unboxed it and put it together, we can't return it.
Oh, fuck.
So we already looked that up. Really trying to make the couch work in the house in a new position. Like I pushed it right back. We're quite far from the TV.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Looks good. and then, I just feel like I could cry. Like I don't know what's going on with me. I feel quite emotional and I was laying on the couch last night. I was home alone, laying on the couch watching a TV show and I genuinely felt like I had tears on the, like, brimming at my eyes because I just thought, what have you done and why have you been this impulsive and why have you done this?
I think you... in this stage of your life, have been the most impulsive you've ever been.
I am flip-flopping.
It is like...
it's scary.
Wild to watch. Like, yeah. I've never seen someone so quickly decide to sell a couch on the weekend, sell it, then want to
buy a new one,
and then...
bang, 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 bang.
All within a day or two. And I have never been so fearful.
It was within the space of 4 hours.
Yeah, that is... it's scary.
And so we're thinking about messaging the lady, saying we want the couch back. But she's actually put it in her 4-year-old kid's room who has a disability as well. So it's in the playroom.
So that's
their couch now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
well,
fuck my life.
Well, it was a sign. You know what? I think that couch, you could not move around. Like, you had to
shimmy to get around it. You had to
shimmy to get around it or go a completely different direction. I think my favourite was when you were repositioning it and it was completely blocked. The alfresco
door. It blocked the whole back door.
You couldn't get out or see anything at all.
And so if you want to go outside, you need to go around the corner. Does
this work? And I'm like, no. Trying anything to make it work. I think, secondly, the next best thing was when that couch had gone and you were waiting for your new couch, you're actually laying in Randy's bed.
In the dog bed.
On the other side of the room, yep. Trying to watch TV, yep. laying in the dog bed with Randy.
Rogue. I know. So rogue. And so
now, what's the update now?
Well, me and Brand were both laying on it this morning and barely fit on it. Brandon also hates it. So, look, I'm not going to be surprised if we get a fourth couch in the...
One, two, three.
This is the third couch in the last 2.5, 3 years.
Yes, it is.
And yeah, I'll be very surprised. I will not be surprised, sorry, if we get a fourth one in the next
couple
of days. I hate it. I hate it so much. So, watch this space with that. But it's really...
taken a number on you.
It's taken a number on me. Yeah. I feel quite manic about it. And I feel very disappointed in myself that I acted on my impulses really bad this time. And I'm very much looking forward to my next psychologist session to update her on this.
I'm looking forward to that.
Because we often talk about my impulses and following my urges. Yep, so I'm hoping that you've been a bit better than I have.
I have. I really don't have much to report on at all. I'm actually thriving. Great. So
great.
Yeah, so I'd sorry love that for you. To throw that in your face. It's but fine. Anyway, before we get on to the episodes, I just want to talk about the stats from last week's polls. Did you see them?
Can I just say what my favourite one was?
Of course.
Real Housewives of Darwin. Represent.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'd love to see that. I'll be on it.
Oh, yeah, for tuck sure.
Me up there. Cashed up Bogan.
Paro with a croc.
Yep.
With the locals.
Shoes off with the locals at the pub.
Yeah.
Jono. What was his name? Johnny.
John, yeah.
Blind John.
Well, interestingly enough, everyone voted for Gold Coast to be the next location.
Doesn't shock me.
I see that.
Yeah.
Probably be the next best thing. Brisbane being the next... city, then Perth.
Boring though. Brisbane's boring.
I chucked Perth in there just for the sake of it.
I've been to Perth once. I'll never ever go back there. I don't know why. I hated it so much. And so did Brandon.
Yeah, okay.
Full of crackheads.
I mean, I feel like Adelaide isn't much better in terms of crackheads.
Do you know, so many people asked me that and I said that and I was like, nah, Perth was so much worse. And my last day, our flight got delayed 7 hours to come home. We were so keen to go home. Flight got delayed. So then we had checked out of our hotel. We had 7 hours to kill. And I was like, for fuck's sake. So we're stuck in the CBD.
Another terrible thing to happen to you because the impulses again.
Yeah.
You could have... flown anywhere. Like, you could have been like, oh, well, you know what? Since it's been delayed 7 hours, we could have flown to fucking Gold Coast. Well, knowing you and your impulses, you would have looked at the leaderboard thing and be like, oh, well, where's the next flight out of here? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just fly there and then go from the Gold Coast to Adelaide.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, we stuck in the CBD and there was my favourite crackhead of the whole trip. And there was a big mural on the wall of the old train station, but it was one of those perspective murals that like looks like you're about to step into the picture kind of thing.
Because
in perspective. And he was trying to step into the picture, rocking back and forth with sea legs, trying to go into the wall, into the the painting of the train station. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Rough.
Yeah, it was rough. It was very rough.
I mean, the bonus out of that, though, you got to ride in a Tesla for a few hours, didn't you?
We did drive in a Tesla. Yeah, we did.
That's fun.
The whole time.
For 7 hours.
Yeah, the best.
Great.
No, I hated it.
Okay, well, sorry, Perth.
Yeah.
They were third on the list, but Darwin was last. Oh, so
no. I think Darwin would be the funniest.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of talent would get, but I don't think you could call it Real Housewives of Darwin. It might be a different show. Mm. Another one that we did was, do you prefer Erica fiery and fully activated or Zenon, the voice of reason?
Yep.
What do you think, one?
I said, fiery, one.
It was 49% fiery and then 51% preferred her to be the voice of reason.
Mm, I also prefer her in that sense.
Okay.
Yep.
I think fiery.
Yeah.
She's more entertaining. I like watching her take down Sutton.
Yeah, fair.
Do you think Eric is scared of Kyle?
No.
Neither. 58% people agree with us there.
Yep.
Who delivered the most iconic insults on Real Housewives of Melbourne? Gina, Janet, Lydia, or Jackie? Gina won by 79%.
79%. I think, yep, I voted Janet for that one.
Janet was an underdog. I feel like she had some
Janet's
of the most...
insults are fucked.
Terrible, especially towards Lydia.
Yeah. You dumb fat bitch.
And then my last one was, are you engaging in the next season of Real Housewives of Sydney? Only 66% of people said yes.
Interesting. Right.
And then, sorry, last one after that. Who would you bring back? Lisa Oldfield, Victoria, Maddie, or Athena X? Everyone said Lisa. Mm. Well, by a landslide.
Yeah, I see that. However, I voted for Maddie.
Yeah, true. I'd love Maddie.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know her on a personal level.
Yeah. Yeah, I voted for Maddie only because she's been like the topic of our conversations lately, like with her Botox face.
Yeah,
makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I thought off the back of my week this week and my impulsiveness and whatnot, I thought maybe we could share, if you're comfortable, some of our most toxic traits
sure.
with each other.
Sure, let's do it.
Because I feel like I have been quite toxic this week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think it's just like a snowball effect.
Yeah, yeah. But it is quite funny. So I think toxic traits can be quite funny.
Yeah, yeah, some can be. Yeah. Some can be quite damaging. And financially damaging, like in your position.
Hey, the old couch and the new couch cost the exact same, so we're not at a loss at all.
Yeah,
until we get the fourth couch. Yeah.
You're not at a loss, but you've got a worse couch.
We've got a worse couch. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Can I just also mention with the new couch, every time you sit on it, it crunches.
Great.
Like it feels like there's plastic bags in the cushions.
I just love the photo of you and Brandon both laying horizontally toe-to-toe.
My toes come up to his shoulders and his toes don't even fit on the end of the couch.
Like, that's
fuck
fucked. It's giving like couch surfer.
Oh.
Couch surf? Yeah,
couch.
Is that
we're
when...
homeless?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said it was giving caravan.
Yeah, absolutely. It was giving caravan, trailer park.
Because it's right next to the kitchen now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And everything's in the same room. I won't be surprised if the bedroom's in there soon.
You're going to move the whole mattress in.
Yeah. You know what? Let's make the lounge room our bedroom and the bedroom
our
lounge
room.
Yeah,
put the couch in the bedroom.
I want a studio set up.
Yeah. For what? Like, just because.
Yeah.
Well, I might start with one of my toxic traits.
Sure.
This is a really bad toxic trait of mine. Also another financial hit. not as big though. But I will 95% of the time refuse to wash a Tupperware container and
you
will just chuck the
it.
Whole Tupperware container in the bin. Brandon hates it. And he's actually said, I'm not allowed to buy any more Tupperware containers because I chuck them out. So he makes us buy the chuck out ones. The ones like that you get at the Chinese shop.
Yeah.
And then even we took like some leftovers home from Brandon's dad's Boxing Day stuff in Brandon's dad's glass Tupperware container.
I was just about to say glass. Would you chuck the glass on
there? I chucked it in the bin.
That's
the whole
fucked.
Thing. And it was like this really long flat one. And Brandon's like, where's dad's Tupperware containers? I'll drop them back to his house. And I was like, and he's like, you didn't chuck them in the bin. And
glass.
I went, I did. And he was like, Jess, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Actual fuck.
And then even at work, I had like porridge in a bowl. Maybe I can't remember what was in the bowl. Maybe it was like yogurt or something. I don't know. But I was having it at my desk for breakfast and then I got the breakfast ick and I was like, I don't want that. I think it must have been oats or something because then by the end of the day, I let it sit there and then it'd like just set. And I'm like, well, I don't want to like clean that. So I put the hot, it's from the work cupboards, like the porcelain bowls, chucked the whole thing.
So this wasn't even yours.
Nah. Chucked the whole thing and the cutlery in the bin. Like it was reusable. So the whole porcelain bowl and the spoon that was with it, bang, in the bin, tied it up, put it in the work
Everything
bin.
Is single use.
Everything, the quilt covers, no.
That's another thing though. You're like, I've just bought another quilt cover set. I'm like, I swear you buy a new quilt cover set and sheet set every week. And I swear once you're done with them, you don't even wash them. They get tossed in the skip.
I know, you'd think that. But
well,
they
don't. I do. And I honestly believe it after that story.
I genuinely do wash my sheets and use them again, except I just don't know why I continue to buy more and more and more and more.
I want to see the linen cupboard because I bet
stacked.
You it's empty.
Yeah. I don't even know where they go. But anyway.
In the bin.
In the bin. So the Tupperware containers and or bowls, etc.
Right.
Is a big toxic trait of mine. I just don't want to deal with it. So I chuck it out. And if Brandon goes, don't chuck it out, I said, well, you can wash it then. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, if you, otherwise I'm going to chuck it in the bin. So if you don't want to chuck it in the bin, you can wash it. And he's like, what the actual fuck?
Can't be fucked washing up dinner tonight. Chuck the porcelain plates in the bin.
I chucked, we burnt the chicken on the bottom of the new frying pan the other day and it burnt really, really, really bad. I couldn't get it off. So the whole thing went in the bin. And I said to Brandon, this is a piece of shit. And the whole frying pan got chucked in the bin.
I can't.
And then it's just an excuse for me to buy a new one.
That's terrible. You need professional help.
I'm getting professional help.
Oh my god. Yep.
So I feel better about getting that off my chest.
Great. So good.
Oh, anyway, shit. Over to you.
Mine's not as, like, hectic. I mean, maybe in a different way, but I feel like everyone is always staring at me.
You do. You've got that real schizophrenia.
It's not in the way where I'm like, oh, everyone's obsessed with me. I feel like I'm walking and then I can see someone look at me, like a group, and then everyone's then been like, oh, he'd look at him, and everyone looks at me.
Mm.
And it is getting to the point where I feel like I can't even make eye contact when I'm walking in public places. Not to think, and this isn't to be like, oh, everyone's obsessed with me. Yeah. I just think like, oh my God, like, look at this freak.
Yeah, like they're talking like, shit
yeah,
about you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, like, why are they doing that? And the other day, Jack and I got acai in North Adelaide and we sat outside and it was dead, but there was a restaurant across the road. And I look over the corner of my shoulder and everyone at this table in the restaurant is staring at me, everyone. And I'm like, oh my God, Jack, like, look at that, like that group of people over there.
And he's like, what group of people? And it's like empty tables.
And then he looks over and he's like, no, they're not. And then I looked over and they weren't looking anymore. And I'm like, what's going on?
That's like a scary movie.
And then, so this did happen though in New Zealand when we went to a restaurant, we got up and left and it was this huge restaurant and it was like this big long table of people. And we got up and started walking out and I was like, Jack, oh my God, that whole group are staring at me. Like they kept looking and then looking back at me. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I told Jack and I told Beck and Matt that were with us as well. And then they could see it as well. And I'm like, what is going on?
What is happening?
So I just feel like everyone's staring at me all the time. And I don't know why.
Yeah. And you know what? It is the worst feeling, especially like when you're like off the back of like a big night or a sesh or something and you still feel a bit thwacked out in like, and you have to go food shopping and you feel like everyone's staring. You're like, get me out of here.
I mean, that
so that's happened to all me. The time.
I just feel like, yeah, it's like that all the time.
Yeah.
Wild.
That's terrible. Terrible.
Back to you. I don't know how to deal with that, but we'll keep.
Well, maybe you should take some of your own advice and seek some professional help. Okay. This one is a little bit gross, but I'm sure that there'll be some people that relate. But sometimes, and it's usually when I'm at work because at home I don't really care, but when I'm at work, if I go to the bathroom, I just turn the tap on and run the water at the sink and then turn it off instead of actually just washing my hands. But if there's other people in like the cubicles, I want them to think that I wash my hands. So I go to the whole effort of turning the tap on, turning it off, and then sometimes if they've walked out at the same time as I've done that, I'll like pretend like I'm patting my hands on my pants to like dry them. I could honestly just go the one extra step and chuck my hands under the water.
So even if you've gone to the toilet,
yep.
After the toilet, yep. One and two.
Yep. And then there's like a hand sanitizer thing on the door on the way out, and I'll just go and do the hand sanitizer instead.
You trigger it, but you miss it. Yes! Eh?
Pretend like rub my hands together. I'm just a compulsive liar.
Wasting more hand sanitizer on the floor. Wasting someone water. Wasting water for no reason.
Oh, for the theatrics, I guess. But do you know what? I bet you there's going to be people that listen to this and go, that's real and that's brave of her to admit, and I do that too.
Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, this is an actual counselling session.
Yeah.
Today.
For everyone to hear. Okay. Okay. My other one is not speaking up or like in like a social setting, I'll give you an example. Like I was at a dinner the other night with some people that I didn't really know overly well. it was a school night. We were just like just normal dinner. The people had like we got bottles of wine and everything. And I'm not like a big drinker, yeah, especially like
you're a binge drinker.
Yeah. And like, even then, like I don't even do that very often now. But when like the bottles of wine started coming out, everyone had a glass and I just kind of wasn't making eye contact. I wasn't going to say yes or no, but I just kind of didn't want them to ask me. So then I didn't know that, but there was going to be a cheers moment. So then I just had my glass of water and like cheers with everyone. And then everyone made a big scene that I didn't have a glass. I'm like, oh my God, like, so sorry we missed you. And I was like, no, I think I said no anyway. But like, I didn't really want to drink, but then I felt, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I just kind of, I felt weird accepting a glass of wine because I.
But you didn't really want it.
I didn't really want it, but then.
Peer influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
You conformed.
Yeah. But like it kind of made a big scene with the table that I was like.
Yeah. But you know, I kind of fucking hate that though, because who cares if you like don't feel
but
like.
But then they
a
all
drink.
Felt bad because they thought that they had forgotten me.
Yeah.
But they didn't. I just kind of didn't speak up and be like, actually, nah, I'm all good.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I should have just been like, oh, nah, I don't want a glass.
Yeah.
But I probably said it to one person, but not the whole wider group.
Okay.
And then I just made an awkward situation out of it.
Yeah. So the crux of that is the toxic trait where?
Not speaking up.
Not speaking up. Okay. That's very sad. Are you okay? I don't have a voice.
I mean, like, I just wish I said, actually, yeah. I don't want to drink.
And just felt confident with that.
Yeah.
You would just be like, whatever.
Yeah. But then I kind of made everyone else feel guilty for thinking that they didn't offer me.
Yeah.
To begin with.
And did you kind of relish in that?
No. Oh. I felt even more awkward.
Me horrible. Yeah. And did you love making people feel guilty?
No. Especially when it was people that I didn't really know overly well. So.
Fair.
Yeah, there's that for me.
Cool.
I mean, mine are quite tame compared to yours. What are you going to unleash next?
My next one is one that I feel like I'm really guilty of all the time. And I never do it with you because you're the, like, the... low, 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 low maintenance friend.
Okay.
Right? Don't take offense to that.
No, I'm not, but I'm going to see if you actually do this to me.
Okay. I'm telling you, I don't. But my thing is committing to plans when I'm in extrovert mode and then bailing last minute 99% of the time with everyone. And I feel like I can come across as such a bad friend because I genuinely don't care to hang out with anyone except for you most of the time. Like, it sounds horrible. And like Brandon and like a small handful of people.
Cutting
okay.
so many ties today. You're in a spiraling
I love
mood.
My friends so much. Yeah, yeah. But it's one of those things that I'm not like a full, I'm not like a Brandon. So like when I am in the kind of more extroverted mode, I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, let's do this. Let's do this. But then when it comes time to actually do that, I'm like, I really don't want to do it. And I feel sick about like just even having to leave the house. I'm like, I don't want to do it. It's not like I'm anxious or anything. It's just, I genuinely just want to stay home and I don't want to do anything. I don't want to put in effort to have a conversation. I don't want to put makeup on. Like I don't want to do anything. And you actually have to like force me out of the house. So like 99% of the time I'll try to bail or I'll fucking celebrate if those plans fall through. Oh my God. So I feel like that's quite a toxic trait.
That is a toxic trait.
Yeah. And it's not a good one to get into the habit of, but it's just me. So if you can't, you know, accept me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
When's the best come out?
You get my best all the time.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
I've got another one, but it's quite lackluster. But it is quite toxic of me, my decision-making. I can't make a decision to save my life, like you would know.
Yeah,
when we want to go out for breakfast, for dinner, for lunch, whatever it is, I say I don't mind. You throw out all these suggestions. I go, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Same with watching a movie. I don't really care. Let's watch. Okay, I've split it down to 3 or 4 choices. We watch the trailers and I go, no, 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 no. Don't feel like that either.
Last week, and I swear to God, our friendship was about to be over after trying to find a movie. I was...
What did we decide on watching in the end?
Fucking the shittest Bring It On movie ever is number 2. And we ended up putting the volume on 3 and just chatting.
That's right.
But I don't care what we watch. What about this? No.
No.
What about this? No.
No.
okay, what about this one? No. What about when we flipped a coin if we're going to get snacks or not? We're like, let's. If it lands on heads, we'll get snacks. If it lands on tails, we won't get snacks. Landed on tails 3 times and you were like, get another coin.
Yeah, that coin's faulty.
Yeah, I agree. That is a toxic trait of yours. I've got one last one, and all it's right. one that you know very, very well of me. Mm. And it's every time I'm having some kind of crisis of rearranging all the furniture in my house. And it genuinely makes me feel so much better. And if I tap into my childhood, I did that when I was a kid. I used to rearrange the bedroom, my bedroom furniture, right. once every like quarter.
Mine would be like maybe once a year.
Oh, my bed would go for... Sometimes I'd just flip my bed and I'd sleep at the other end of the bed. Like, and it would make me feel so much better about life. Right. I just feel like so renewed and refreshed.
Mm, yeah.
I do it all by myself. I'm like fucking moving furniture like a handyman at 7 years old. And I'm like, Mom, Dad, come look.
Fuck. Yeah. So that's the toxic trait, just rearranging.
I just all the yeah. time. Brandon said he'll get home and the whole house is just different. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yep. Yeah.
No, I think your next house needs to be completely open plan. So then you have the flexibility yeah. to just move it wherever.
I agree.
I'm going to say no windows because...
Anywhere in the house.
Or the windows need to be up, you know, the real tall windows.
Yeah.
Just so then you can mount a TV wherever you want to put it.
Yeah, but I'm going to have holes all through my house.
You'll patch them up if you want to. Get a paint touch-up kit. No worries.
Get some overalls.
Yeah. Don't worry about
Fuck
it.
Fuck my life. Lol. Great. Anyway, thanks
That's
for
a
sharing.
Great little segment. I love that.
Speaking of toxic, let's get into Beverly Hills.
Yes. Look, I'm glad to see that we finally buried the hatchet. Is that the saying?
Yeah, with Dorit and Kyle.
With Dorit and Kyle.
Yeah, we've got progress.
That is now on behind us. Thank yeah. God.
Yeah.
I guess I wanted to know from you, Jack and I delved a little bit deeper into the Kyle and Dorit drama. And kind of did like mm-hmm. a little more of a Kyle's perspective. What did you think of that? Do you agree or disagree? Many people disagree, by the way. I know that.
Yeah. It's funny. I've got some thoughts. So I thought in this episode, especially I haven't flipped over to Kyle's mm-hmm, side, mm-hmm. but my eyes were a little bit more open to being like, all right, Dorit, if I can give it a rest yeah. right now. There was a couple of things I thought was quite contradictive of mm-hmm. Dorit. So I thought that, hold on, let me just quickly read this my note. I can't work out what I've said here.
Read the note.
Dorit's approach to Kyle saying, this is how I interpreted your message, and Kyle came back and said, no, I meant it this way. But essentially she said the same thing.
What?
Okay, so finally I feel like, and I know you've been saying this for the whole time, and I've been like, no. But I think Kyle said the right things now that I'm like, okay, I actually kind of get your side. I don't think it's fair that Kyle has to pick a full side of either just Dorit's side or mm-hmm. just PK's side mm-hmm. and cut the other one off completely. Like, I don't think Dorit and PK's breakup has been, I think it's been quite amicable so far. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's been a horribly toxic, someone's, you know, had a horrible affair and or he's been domestic violence mm-hmm. or anything like that. So I think, and even Dorit said it's been a very amicable breakup. They're still friends. The kids still, for now, mm-hmm. I guess, think they're together apart from what happened this episode. And I think the point that Kyle made about how even when she is texting PK, obviously it's a little bit more than those memes and jokes. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I'm not going to repeat anything that you say, blah, blah, blah. However, I do trust that Kyle would not be talking badly about Dorit to PK. Like, and yeah. if PK tried to slander Dorit to Kyle, mm-hmm. even if they weren't talking, I don't think Kyle would have engaged in that conversation. Mm-hmm. She would have shut it down, or she would have like talked about it from a 50-50 perspective. And I think she kind of convinced me a bit more of that this episode. And I was mm-hmm. like, actually, do you know what? That's so true. Mm-hmm. Like, I do actually think that maybe Dorit is overreacting a little bit now.
Yeah.
So I've come on to your side just a little bit.
I
can understand the perspective yeah. now. Yeah. yeah. But I think it's just Kyle's approach this episode. Yeah. The last few episodes, she's been defensive as all anything.
She looked really guilty.
Yeah.
I think she was just fed up with the amount of people that were kind of feeding into it.
Yeah.
That really weren't involved at all. Like,
they're
just involving themselves. And that has been my frustration with this season so far.
Yeah.
Do you think, Kyle like rallied up that group of girls to get them on her side at that little catch up? I personally don't think so, because if I think that, I've already answered for you, sorry. if I think about that and I was in Kyle's situation, I would probably just want to clear the air with those people first, because if you're going to do it in the same group again, you're just going to get attacked.
Yeah.
So, and if the real issue is with Dorit, I'd be like, okay, I want to make it right with these girls first, not to get them on my side, but I want to clear the air.
And apologize for my actions.
Yeah.
And the
and then go to Dorit one-on-one after that. Yeah. I think that is perfectly fine. I hate when Garcelle and Sutton are just trying to pull
poke and poke and poke
to make it look like she's guilty.
Yep.
Like Sutton saying, yeah, but what are you apologizing for?
And Kyle's tell me specifically.
Everything. I'm like, well, everything.
Yeah.
So fuck off.
And it's when Kyle was like, it's my apology. I can apologize how I want. So sit, like, shut up.
Oh, frazzled.
She was like manipulating Kyle's apology. But I agree. It was only to Kyle was doing the right thing. And, it's a brave thing of Kyle to do, to sit everyone down and say, all right, I fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for how I reacted. I'm sorry for storming out. That's 100% a good enough apology.
100%. Like 100%. What do you mean,
and for Sutton, she's only doing that to continue trying to get a reaction out of Kyle. Yeah.
And then Garcelle just kind of egging her on as well. I'm like, fuck off. Yeah. Like, you two are just on the wrong side of all of this.
Agreed.
I can't stand,
but Sutton
those
truly
two.
Is, I think, getting her, like, you know, this season, and everyone is truly not turning on her, but
seeing
her colours are really coming out this season. And I was really scared that this season was going to be like Sutton the star, and everyone loves Sutton. But
I think we're starting to see it turn.
We are starting to see it turn with bows and stuff.
Interrupt Dorit at Kyle's house.
That was so bad.
That was bad.
And weird. Weird. Yeah. She's like a sim. Yeah. Like, even just the movement, the body movement to go, speaking of best friends, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. And, like, does this whole, like, stance in front of the camera. And I'm like...
And completely didn't even let her finish either after. It was like, oh, we've got to go.
And Dorit wasn't even, like, taking up much of the floor. Like, she wasn't even, like, you know, being attention. She was just having a quick vet. She just rocked up. Mm. People were asking her how she is, just like any friends are. And gee, it's not like she was sitting there talking for hours and hours. So Sutton interrupting that, it was so, I don't know, something behind that.
Yeah. And then I realised in the after show, her and Garcelle were talking about that situation, and Garcelle high-fived her for interrupting. I was like, fuck you, Garcelle.
Nah.
Like, I'm off you.
Nah, it's rude as fuck.
Overall, though, I actually laughed at the end where they saw the dead bird and they're all fucking screaming on the beach.
Yes.
That was so funny.
Yep.
It was good to just see a little bit of chaos with that cast.
Better episode. Yeah, it was a good episode. I also, there's just like one thing, you won't really care about this, but Dorit had like a new background in this episode, like in the cutscenes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I actually took a photo of it because she's got these really, really cool David Bowie prints.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I was like, that's so cool. I love it. So I like, it caught my eye straight away. I'm like, oh my God, I love those. So I don't know where that is, but do you know what? I fucking love Dorit's house. Like, I love her style, and I love the backyard and everything. But yeah, she's got these really cool David Bowie prints that I thought was a bit of me.
Yeah, very colourful.
Yep.
You very probably colourful. Make them.
Do you know what? I was actually thinking about it. So that's what we're going to spotlight today. No, we're going to get some canvases.
Oh my God. Paint and sip.
You can make one and I'll make one. Chuck them up in my house.
Manic. It'd be like Kyle's fucking house paintings. Sorry, Kim.
Kim Richards.
Yeah.
The animals on the wall. We're just going to paint straight on the walls.
Yeah, look, that's probably next for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But yeah.
I wonder who Sutton is talking about. And like, that we got a mid-season trailer.
Yeah.
Her talking about that her purse is bigger than...
Oh, yes. Her wallet's big. Oh, yeah. My purse is bigger. I reckon it's got to be Dorit, I reckon.
I'm ready for Bose to take Sutton down.
Me too.
I am annoyed at Kyle for kind of being a little bit more buddy-buddy with her this season.
Yeah.
She's going to stab you in the back.
She's making excuses for her.
Whenever she gets a chance. Like.
Yeah. She sure will.
Anyway, we're up and down on this Beverly Hills roller coaster.
Yeah.
I I'm just looking forward to something other than
I need some explosion in there. Yeah, for sure.
I need like
something if it turns to Sutton, I'm 100% locked in.
Yes. Like if it, yeah. Oh, I'm here for it. Yeah, that's me what too. I want to see.
Yeah. let's move to the part two of Salt Lake Reunion. I love it. There was actually so much chaos in this one as well. So I had a few key moments that was my favorite. How frustrated was Andy with Meredith? Like he was just going to pull his hair out when she was just not listening and they were trying to pull up the recording of like what Monica said and whatnot. And she just was like doing a dramatic storming off. And Andy was like, oh my God, well, I'm believing you. I'm on your side.
Didn't even storm off, threatened to storm off. She just while stood standing up. There. And I'm like, this is awkward.
Yes. Yeah. And then she sits back down. I'm like, oh,
Seth's face. Did you see his facial expressions the whole time? It was like sucked in, like worn, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. She's so defensive though over all of that. That really, really, really riled her up, hey.
Mm.
That's the most I've seen her riled up in ages.
A long time. Yeah. Yeah. I do have to say I think I saw too much of the husbands. I get them off. I 5 minutes and that's it.
They don't care. No. And you know what? Like even when they question, you know, John and Justin in their fight, and both of them were like, meh, they're over it. I will say though, John Barlow is so sweet. Like I actually think he is like a very sweet person.
He gave me the ick this episode though. Oh, did he? Yeah, like him just blindly standing up for Lisa all the time when she is wrong. Like,
ugh. See, I feel like he almost doesn't. Like I feel like he's just so, I mean, Lisa 100% wears the pants in that relationship.
Oh, yeah.
He's terrified of her, I think. But I don't know. I think his like nature is just very sweet and quiet. Mm. And even I think he like tries to stick up for Lisa, but in such like he backs down so quickly. Like when Todd was speaking and John goes, watch your tone. And Todd's like, I won't watch my tone. You watch your tone. Todd's like, I mean, John's like, okay, just said watch your tone. Like he just backs down so quickly. But I thought his...
The bark's there, but there's no bite. 100%. Oh, except for when it did come to that scuffle with Justin.
Yeah. But even when they talked about that, they both were like, oh, it wasn't as bad as what I thought it was. It's all good. We're friends now. It's fine. I apologize. And I'm like, the boring.
Just, yeah. Oh, Justin's veneers.
I was also going to bring that up. What the hell is going on there? You can see like all tic-tacs. 50 of his teeth.
Yeah, tic-tac teeth. They look fucking terrible. Yeah,
And they're bright, bright white. I don't understand people that get veneers and get
tic-tac
bright,
teeth.
Bright, bright, bright white color because it's almost, teeth aren't that white.
No.
You need to, I don't know. I mean, you're not going to get veneers and get yellow teeth.
No, but like you want them to look natural.
You do want them to look natural. Yeah.
Far out.
Remember when I wanted veneers?
Yeah.
And I did I did face up and I was like, look, this is what I'd look like with veneers.
Now
and
is not the time to bring up veneers with you because...
I'll go to Turkey and get the ones where they shave your actual teeth. Oh,
turkey teeth. Looking like a shark. Scary.
I'm going for a glow up. Brandon's getting his hair done. I'm getting my teeth. Off to Turkey.
Coming back looking like Zombie in the Corpse Bride.
Oh my God.
And then what do we think about Mary? That was a really sad moment.
Oh. Yeah, it was a really, really sad moment.
Yeah.
I loved the rally for Mary at the end. I just thought that was so nice. She hit everyone emotionally so hard.
Yeah.
I hated Andy's crying. I don't know. It just didn't seem real to me at all. He's an odd person.
The lighting for this reunion too is really weird. Like Whitney's makeup was caked. Makeup. Even Andy looked caked. I was like,
Whitney's blush is like white pink. Yeah. It's really,
I think like the makeup wasn't bad, but the lighting on them is bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I thought the rally for her at the end was so nice. Mm. They all had like such kind words to say to her, such kind words to say to Robert Jr. about like opening up and being so vulnerable on, you know, TV. Mm. All of the good things that it did, how like Heather and Whitney said they watched this episode with their children and like talked about openly about drugs and addiction, which I thought was so nice. And Whitney, even her moment, like when she was sobbing her eyes out about her dad. And
I completely forgot about him.
Me too. Like, and then I didn't even realize that connection. I'm like, oh my God, of course. And she was so like genuinely touched by that. And you forget that they go back and watch this season after it's finished.
Yeah.
So like they did, they don't see that when they're filming it. They don't see what Mary's doing and what those conversations between Mary and Robert. And I thought it was so special how it touched all of them so deeply. And really brave of Mary and Robert Jr. to allow us to see that part of their life.
Yeah. What a cool, like thing, like being on TV, like reality TV. And then you kind of watch each episode as it plays out and you'd probably just all have this group chat where you're chatting about the episode.
Yeah.
And,
you're watching yourself.
Yeah. In a completely different perspective as well.
Yeah. Crazy. Wild. That would be wild. But no, I did love that. And I loved even like Mary and Meredith's hug at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. And even Meredith, she was like, you know, I've always loved you and your family.
Yeah.
Like it's, and I think that just goes to show as much as these women do fight in real life and stuff, but it just goes to show how much they actually ramp this up for the TV show well and how much they genuinely do love and care about each other.
Yeah. They've all got like this weird, unique bond, probably tighter than any other cast.
Agreed. I also loved the tissue box that Andy had. Did you see that? It was bougie as fuck.
And it was just getting handed around the whole time.
Yeah, it was like a little, like, jewelry chest and he was, like, picking a tissue out one at a time. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that was cute.
Another call out from the reunion, actually, was Bronwyn backpedaling so much.
Oh, my God.
About her and Todd. And he was just watching her like a hawk. And even Heather was like, Bronwyn, what the fuck? I rallied for you so hard. So did he do it or not? And Bronwyn's just fucking
teetering around
the truth.
She looked like an idiot there.
There's a lot more to unpack in that, which I'm looking forward to in the next season. Because I think
we're not
going to
get
it in
the reunion, but next season it's going to spiral even further.
I thought Todd's self-reflection, and this just goes to show, he's only saying this because it's what the people want to hear, is when he said, you know, I did watch that and I thought, yeah, okay, I've said the wrong thing there. You know, talk down to her there. You're only saying that because you've been viewed as that now and you're saying that for the people.
Yeah.
And then people are going to go, oh, look, he is a nice guy.
Yeah, well, we're going to see
right
the
through
same
you, Todd.
Thing next year and it's going
to
be
worse.
It's
going to unravel. Yeah. So I'm not looking forward to it for Bronwyn, but I'm looking forward to it for my entertainment.
Okay.
Yep.
Same.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to
part three. And then isn't it wild? We have recapped almost every single episode of this season.
Yes.
Probably like the best season of Salt Lake City that's
truly
ever happened.
I agree.
Wild.
Yeah. Well, I thought what might be a fun thing to add to our pod here, like give a recommendation or have you like consumed anything in the last week? When I say consumed, I mean...
Do we mean food?
No. I mean, it can be food. I mean, consume in any way, shape or form. It can be a TV, podcast, book, song, food, whatever.
Yeah.
But have you like consumed anything this week that you would like to recommend to the listeners?
I've actually got a couple. So one is that I have switched up my gym routine slightly.
Okay.
So I still go to the gym classes that I go to, but sometimes I just will not be into whatever is on for the day. And I've got another gym membership where I'll just go for a run on the treadmill. I know that seems like a lot of people's worst nightmare, but I feel like, plus I burn so much calories when I run. I enjoy running on a treadmill more than outside because it's all one surface. I can put my headphones on. I'm not distracted because I really need to like lock into the zone when I'm going for a run. And I feel like outside, even if it's a beautiful area around you, I just get distracted. Mm. I can't focus. So that's my one recommendation. If you're feeling like a slump in your gym routine, switch it up a bit.
I agree with the treadmill as well. My favorite thing about running on the treadie is when you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're running, you've got to like turn around and run back and you're like, for fuck's sake. And you physically can't stop until you're home.
Yeah.
And you might be like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know me, I'm such a quitter.
Yeah.
But I physically, I can't, you know. If I could, I'd just sit down and call Brand and say, come pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
But on a treadmill, off.
On and
go
off.
Go sit on the couch.
You'd be off 5 minutes and then off.
I'd just walk on my phone the whole time.
Walking's still great as well. I just find that, you know, you can kind of get in the zone a lot more and like...
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. You should buy yourself a treadie.
I should.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'll fucking fit it, but...
Put it in my house. Chuck it in the lounge room. I've got enough room now.
Great.
What's your other rec?
My other rec is, so ties in with that, I had a recommended album come up for me from a new artist. Her name's called Rose Gray. And the album's called Louder, Please. And to give you a kind of insight to what it sounds like an 80s house dance album.
Fun.
So it's fun and it really got me in the mood of running. It's a really good running album. So if you're running, listen to that. It's very like, very femme, very gay vibes.
Should we put it on in the car when we go run our errands after this?
Great, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm keen for that.
So I'm into that album. When I say like, it's like 80s house dance music. Yeah. Kind of gets me in the mood for running. Yeah. So don't think like it's fucking Whitney Houston. Yeah. Like it's not.
Yeah. I mean, you know me. I love that anyway.
Different vibe, but it gets you in the mood for a good run.
Love that.
And my last one.
Fuck three.
When I saw Sophia the other day, she recommended that I watch this documentary about this girl called Lily Phillips, who has slept with or was planning to sleep with
100 men
in 24 hours or a day.
I've heard about this girl.
Watched that. And then I had this other, so I don't know what happened on my algorithm. Then I got all of these updates about her. And I thought this person, I forgot her name, but I thought this person was Bonnie Blue.
Right.
Which is the one who sleeps
with 1,000 men.
With 1,000.
Yeah, and all
they look very similar. Yeah, they look very similar. I just thought it was Lily with a lot of work done. Interesting doco.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it a good doco?
It was good.
Was it on TikTok? You found it?
I watched it on YouTube. Yeah, I think it goes for like half an hour, so it's an easy
watch. And isn't she like fucking like, she's just like, the lights are on and no one's home by the end of it. People are saying like the look in her eyes after it's just like.
She looked like damaged. Overwhelmed and just like, well, yeah, extremely overwhelmed and exhausted. And you know,
bloody oath, I go one round for like 5 minutes with bread and I'm like, all right, get away from me.
They showed the room after.
Ooh,
and the cameraman walked in and was like gagging and had to walk out.
Yuck.
It's an interesting watch. And like, she actually seems like, she seems like a really nice girl and down to earth as well. And she kind of knows, like she does, she's not like a big bragger. She just loves sex and admits it.
Yeah,
but
right.
She did look disheveled after that. But I did not know that Bonnie Blue and her were different people.
Yeah. Can you believe Bonnie Blue's like 25 or something? She looks like she's in her 30s.
Yeah,
she looks old. I mean, 30s isn't old. We're in our 30s. But she does not look like she's that much younger than
she's
us.
She's working overtime. She's getting railed by 1,000
men. 18-year-olds at schoolies.
Nah,
sorry.
Nah. That's not good.
Skinny little bodies.
Yuck.
Yep.
Anyway, they're my recs. Three of them. So take it or leave it.
Great. That last one's a bit rogue from you, but
I know, but
I'll take it. Yeah. And I'm interested. I will watch it. I'm on the side of TikTok that's like showing how like damaged that girl is without wanting to admit it and like how you can see it in her eyes and all these people are like psychoanalyzing her and like the expressions on her face when she's talking to the person near the end and how much probably like trauma, like indirect trauma she's got from doing something like that,
yeah,
which is interesting.
I think, now she's planning to also do 1,000 in 24 hours. So
Jesus Christ, my worst nightmare.
Oh, my worst nightmare.
Oh, imagine getting railed by 1,000 men. Can I ask a question? Are they finishing every time in it? Or finishing?
Well, in the doco, she said every person has 5 minutes each if you finish or not.
Okay.
And then she said that they always have to wear a condom.
Yes, of course.
But she wasn't to begin with, like if she was giving them head.
Ew.
She wouldn't. But then as soon as it goes in the P and the V.
Yeah.
Condom on. Franger on.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Imagine being number 100. Worn out.
She'd just be like,
like a tunnel.
Stretched. She'd be so sore.
Fucking oh.
She
get
would
an
be
ice pack.
So sore.
Sitting on a bag of peas after that.
Sometimes when like.
Fuck. Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't do it. I would just be like, nah, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Interesting. I will watch. I've only got one rec and it's probably a very common rec for a lot of people this week because maths has started. And I would really love for you to give it a go this season because already.
I've seen snippets.
Oh.
That one guy.
Tim.
Who, yeah. Far out.
Oh, And you know what's so funny is because he's a primary school teacher, and obviously maths is pre-filmed, right? Yeah, and so they've already filmed it by the time it airs. He has deleted all of his social media. He's not doing any interviews, and apparently he's got concerns that this is going to negatively impact his career as a teacher.
Fucking oath it is,
because you're an absolute cunt. Fat gronk. He is... I'm so keen to see how it, like, falls out with him. It looks like that the experts annihilate him in their sessions, and it looks like the dinners go fucking bonkers as well. It looks like the most one of the most dramatic maths, like, in the preseason trailer. But yeah, it looks really good. But the girl he's with, Katie, is just like the most beautiful soul. So I hope that she came out of it unscathed. Yeah. Like, I hope that she got through the whole thing and isn't too crushed, because you can tell she was quite like a low self-esteem girl going into it. She actually made a really sad comment. It was like, you know, I haven't been able to find love in real life. So now I have to, you know, lock someone in on a TV show. But she's very like, you can tell she's quite insecure, and they pair her up with this fuckhead.
But you know what? That's like, so toxic of the producers to do that, because they knew 100% that's not the type of person that he wants, and they just wanted the reactions.
But he, at the very start though, he's like, oh, nice guys finished last, you know. But, and he had me fooled, because when she came down the aisle, when they had their ceremony, I looked at Bran and I said, oh, I'm so happy. Like, they look like such a good couple together. I'm so happy that they've paired them together. And then off he walks with the producer going, what the fuck? I wanted a small petite blonde, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Fucked. Sorry, from a small petite blonde here. I'd rather fucking shit in my hands and clap than look at your face, Tim.
Fucking disgusting. Hell.
So that'll be very interesting to see how that goes down. So it's only been four eps, so you've got time to catch up.
Each week?
Sunday through to Thursday.
Great stuff. All right, good recos. I'll keep you updated if I've gotten up to date next week.
Yes, please.
I've got three questions for you before we tie off. So it kind of relates to my recommendation. I'm going to get shamed to hell for this.
Okay.
Are you, and I know the answer, and you know the answer to mine, but I just want to put this out there. Apple or Spotify?
Oh, Spotify.
Yeah. I'm an Apple girly.
Yeah, I know you are, and it freaks me out.
It freaks me out too, but you know what? I can't stand, like, the interface of Spotify. Yeah. Like, I just hate the look of it.
Yeah.
It's black background reminds me of a Samsung.
Yeah. Your turn.
I will admit, Spotify has better things on there, like better perks. Like, yeah, it's definitely like got way more pros than what Apple Music does, but I can't get around the interface of it.
Yeah. Can I say though, I am Spotify for music, but I'm actually Apple for podcasts.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I hate listening to podcasts on Spotify. I won't.
Right.
So I am an Apple podcast girl through and through. All my subscriptions are on Apple Podcasts, who I subscribe to podcast wise. That would be a fun little thing to do, actually. Our top, like, pods that we listen to.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I will listen to music on Spotify, but not podcasts. I fucking hate listening to podcasts on Spotify. So, yeah, I'm both. It just depends on what I'm listening
to.
Okay,
fair enough. Would you rather the Beverly Hills have the OGs come back to revive Beverly Hills or cancel the whole show and start again?
Nah, the OGs come back.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, the reasoning for that is because recently OC they've just brought back another old cast
mate, okay,
and it's just reviving,
it's nice,
the show, because it's just familiar faces.
It adds an element of nostalgia as
It's kind of good to see them back again, so I kind of hope that we do that with Beverly Hills. I'm sick of seeing new people come in and just rotating.
I'd love to see Yolanda. I don't know why.
Yeah, Yolanda. I want Rinna. I want
Eileen.
I want, I'd even see Taylor. Would you Taylor want LVP? Again. Not really.
Would you accept her? I wouldn't want to see Ken. That's my thing.
See, I loved Lisa when she was on there. I don't like the way how she exited the show. And I feel like the way after she exited, she shouldn't come back.
Yeah. Goodbye, Kyle.
Yeah. And then just doesn't come to the reunion because she knew she was in the shit. So it's like, well, sorry. Yep. I feel like you don't get a pass to come back.
Fair. Yeah. All right.
Well, that was a big one.
That was a big one. Happy chopping for that one.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome back as well.
Good to be back. I actually feel a bit more zen at the end of this episode than I did at the start.
It was a bit scary at the beginning.
I got a bit manic at the start there, but no, we're good. We're good now. No worries.
All right.
Goodbye.